Part 2, Preparation and Anointing. Chapter 17, Special Anointings. And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. Leviticus 8:12. This second part of the book reveals how the Lord worked in my life and prepared my body to dance and serve Him after He gave me a vision for this book. Since Monday, May 27, 1996, He has visited with me regularly. He has taken me in my transformed body to a beach on earth every Monday morning. This beautiful beach, which is clearly described in the previous sections of this book, is a very special place to the Lord. On May 27, 1996, He promised me He would take me to the beach every Monday, and He has been completely faithful to this promise, never missing these weekly visits. Before doing the preparatory work in my body, the Lord visited me every morning. This began on July 11, 1996. He anointed me, and He began to prepare me for the work He has called me to do. He explained that until all the preparatory work was completed, the book could not be published. He clearly showed me that He wanted me to keep a record of all the work He is doing in me so it could be included in the book. In addition, the Lord has worked with me during the early evening hours. In fact, He hardly ever works with me in the mornings anymore. At first, the nightly visits would occur late at night, around 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. Then He started appearing in the early evening hours. Because of this, He told me to start going to bed early each evening. As I prepared for bed, I found that my body would begin to shake with the Lord's power around 8 p.m. each evening. During the periods of shaking, I would read my Bible and pray. Then, as I would get into bed, my body would undergo tremendous and violent shaking for 5 or 10 minutes. In the process, my stomach would tighten and I would experience spasms in the abdominal region. All of this happens each evening before the Lord's visit to my room. The wonderful anointing of the Holy Spirit falls upon me as well. During these marvelous visits, the Lord speaks directly and personally to me. Then He begins the preparatory work in my body. When this happens, I have no control over my body for a period of 2 to 4 hours. The Lord is with me the entire time. Often He talks with me while my body is shaking violently. Sometimes He tells me what He is going to do next, and when He senses that my heart is complaining about His plan, He rebukes me by commanding,
"Obey me."
He is always careful to reiterate His expectations and plans. Sometimes this makes me weary, and I feel as if I can't take any more. But He knows my heart's desire is to please Him in all that I do, so I keep on trusting Him. When these evening sessions first began, I could see the faces of demons all over the room. Though they were gross and intimidating, I did not fear them. I would see them flying behind the Lord's head, but when I rebuked them, they instantly departed. Through this process, I believe the Lord was teaching me how to protect myself. I also believe the Lord lets me see His presence the whole time while He is doing His work, so I will learn to focus on Him alone at all times. He has told me many times that I must focus on Him and His work only. For this reason, He had me finish the book some time ago and put it away until He was ready for it to be released. In the meantime, He wanted me to learn to concentrate on Him and on the preparatory work He is doing in my life. Completing the book was a very large burden to me, but with God and my husband's help, along with the assistance of a Spirit-filled writer, the major portion of the writing project was completed sometime in February 1997.